Matthew lived in a noisy house.
His father always yelled when he spoke to anyone.
A noisy house is a busy house.
His mother always seemed to be nagging at him loudly.
Matthew, have you cleaned up your junk pile you call your room?
His brother played his CD so loudly that the wall between their rooms would shake.
And sometimes his brother would sort of yell along,
"Oh, baby, 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 oh!"
Matthew didn't like all the noise. Often he retreated to the quiet of his bedroom and spent hours staring at his aquarium. The aquarium stood on a nightstand right beside his pillow and was filled with beautiful, multicolored tropical fish.
This is so lucky. You get to live in a quiet, peaceful world as long as I feed you. You have no worries at all.
Sometimes his sister would come into his room.
Matthew, why don't you let this poor fish go?
Sister had taken an environmental unit in this and we were now wanting to free every animal in the world, including the neighbor's dog.
Are you as stupid as this poor fish, or are you going to answer me?
They like it in the tank. It's safe for them.
How would you like to live in the tank, Matthew?
Matthew smiled and thought about that.
I think I'd like it.
You're impossible.
It would be so peaceful and quiet.
You're impossible. Matthew's sister slammed the door as hard as she could.
That's just Matthew's parents were becoming tired of all the yelling, door slamming, and music blaring. So they yelled up,
"That'll be enough of that kind of noise. How about a bit of business noise?"
Matthew, have you cleaned your room yet?
Upstairs, Matthew's brother opened his door and called out,
"No, Mom, he's too busy watching his little fishies."
Matthew opened his bedroom door, but he didn't speak. He just listened.
"I don't know what's wrong with the boy. He just does not have any ambition."
"Please, George, lower your voice. He'll hear you."
"Oh, no, he won't. He'll be too busy staring at those fish to hear a word we say. Why can't he just be like a normal boy and play hockey or football? We even ride a bike. Now that's normal."
"I know, George, but we can't force him."
"Maybe we can. Maybe without those precious fish, we'd get a little bit of cooperation out of him."
Upstairs, Matthew felt a chill run down his body. He ran across the room and hugged the tank, pressing his cheek against the cool glass.
"No, please, no, not my fish."
Matthew gazed at his beautiful fish gliding carefree among the rocks, reed, and tiny castle in the tank.
"You fish are so lucky. I wish I could be just like you. No worries, no family, just peace and quiet, always." Matthew hugged the tank even harder and just watched his fish. An hour passed.
And Matthew finally began to relax. Gradually, he drifted off to sleep.
Downstairs, the rest of the family gathered to watch TV in the family room.
Suddenly, the sky split open with a giant fork of lightning.
Lights flickered, and then the house seemed to tremble with the following explosion of thunder.
"The storm is going to ruin my favorite program. I'm going to bed."
"Hot, scared of thunder, aren't ya? Gonna hug."
"That'll be enough of that. I think it's time we all went to bed."
"Yes, remember school tomorrow."
Mom, don't remind us.
The house was soon dark except for the glow from the tank light. Matthew slept deeply through the noise of the storm.
Suddenly, lightning flared in the room and Matthew woke with a start.
He looked at his reflection inside the tank. He couldn't believe his eyes.
His wish had been granted. He had been transformed. He was a fish. "Wow, I'm a fish. Wow, I'm really a fish. This is awesome."
Happily, Matthew dove deep into the fish tank, heading toward a tiny castle. Then he turned for a purpose, exploring every corner of the watery paradise at full speed.
And for the next while, Matthew had the time of his life, diving, swirling, and racing past the other fish in his fish tank.
"Oh, sorry, I got distracted. Definitely didn't do anything. Suddenly, Matthew felt his stomach growl. A flash of lightning revealed the bedside clock. He was trying to feed his fish.
"Wait a minute. How can I feed the fish? I am a fish." Matthew was the only person in his family who ever fed the fish. He was in trouble.
As the night crept on, the storm slowly ebbed. Matthew began to have second thoughts about being a fish.
I could starve to death. My fish and I are in trouble.
Soon morning arrived. Mother was downstairs and breakfast was almost ready.
George, children, come and get it.
Don't have to call me twice. I could eat a horse.
Dad, that's so gross. We shouldn't eat animals.
But we eat hamburgers. Are we having horse for breakfast? I was hoping for a little fried fish. Oh, sorry. I forgot we were recording.
That's not funny. Now call your brother. He loves pancakes.
Matthew's brother leaned into the hall and yelled out from Matthew, "Hey, fish,
there was no answer.
Matthew's mother went up to his room.
She saw the unmade bed and a frown spread across her face.
Matthew, where are you, Matthew?
Now she was worried. She looked in the closet. She rushed up to the bathroom.
Matthew, please answer me, Matthew.
Everybody ran up to Matthew's room. They all looked worried. Matthew was not really able to believe that his family was so concerned. I didn't think they cared if I was around or not. They all seemed to hate me and everything I did.
Matthew wished he could tell them where he was, that he was all right.
Then his father suddenly left the room.
He was back in a few minutes. He's hanging. I
phoned the police and hospital. No one answered. Matthew's description is there. He slumped into the bed, his head in his hands.
Mom, do you think Matthew ran away?
He'll be back. I know he'll be back.
Maybe it was me. Maybe I drove him away. I was awfully hard on him.
Matthew swirled around the tank, trying to get their attention, but they didn't look toward the tank. Even if they had, none of them would have known the silvery fish pressed to the glass was Matthew.
Finally, they left, and the day dragged on.
So, later that night, Matthew's family laid their heads in bed, restless and unable to sleep. Each one was thinking about Matthew. No one's trying to think about Matthew.
I know he ran away. It's all my fault.
I hope he's warm enough and has something to eat.
He's not such a bad kid. I wish I didn't be so mean.
He really did look after those fish. I guess he really cares about animals, too.
I think he went faster and faster in the tank. He tried to think, how do I get out of this mess? How did I get into this mess? How do I get out of this? Out of it. I don't want to be a fish anymore.
At that moment, the sky was again shattered by a fierce electrical storm.
Lightning turned the night into day each time it ignited.
While lightning ripped the sky, a timpani of thunder rattled the glass and shuddered the very air.
Inside the tank, the fish seemed to suspend all throughout, while the enraged elements assaulted the town.
Matthew blinked, feeling the coolness of the tank against his cheek.
He stretched and yawned and stared at the tank.
His hands flew to his face, stomach, and legs.
He ran through the window, yanked it open, and filled his lungs with the rain sweeping air. He yelled, "I'm back! I'm Matthew! I'm really Matthew!"
His father burst through the door, followed almost immediately by everyone else.
His father grabbed Matthew and squeezed him so hard he nearly cried.
His mother's arms were around his neck a moment later.
Soon he felt the arms of his brother and sister.
Then everyone began to talk at once.
Well, we're having trouble telling this tale. Where were you?
What happened?
We were worried sick.
Matthew, where have you been? We were scared to death. Where have you been?
Matthew knew he could never tell the truth. They'd never believe it.
He
wasn't even sure that he believed what happened.
Matthew, please tell us what happened. I ran away. I thought nobody would miss me. I didn't think anybody cared. Nobody missed you? That's crazy, son. You're a big part of this family.
This was music to Matthew's ears.
I'm sorry I got you all so worried. I just didn't think anybody really cared. I hope you know that we care for you very much. Then Matthew and his family sat and talked together for a long, long time.
Finally, Mother kissed Matthew's forehead and severed the others out of his room.
As the door closed behind them, Matthew walked over to the tank and crouched beside it.
Well, guys, time to eat. Is everybody ready?
He gently shook an extra portion and dozens of tiny lips broke to the surface, scrambling for a very late meal.
Put your faces, guys. That's what I'm going to do. I hope Mom filled the fridge, and I'm sure glad to be home, even though it is a noisy house.
The end. Turn page.